Welcome to Wild About Utah, a Utah Public Radio production featuring contributors who share a love of nature, preservation, and education.
One thing I love about being a horticulturist is paying close attention and working with the seasonal cycles, especially this time of year when it finally feels okay to slow down. This is the time of year when plants put all their energy into reserve for the winter, and I think this is really cool. If you've never thought about it, or even if you have, imagine how vibrant the fresh, green, new leaves are in the spring, busting from the dormant branches of trees. Those first leaves get their start using some of the stored energy or sugary plant food from last year. Have you ever heard the phrase, "when the sap starts flowing"? Plants are really smart. With all the right ingredients, light, warmth, water, and carbon dioxide, the cellular machinery makes all the sugars and plant food necessary for a plant to grow. Then, at the end of the year, after the plant gets done making a fruit, a nut, or a seed, all the extra plant food in the leaves and stems migrates to the roots where it can stay viable all winter. That stored plant food is also nutritious for humans. My good friend, the ethnobotanist, Guy Banner, has been enticing me with some of his knowledge about edible plants that are native in Utah. I always remember the one biscuit root because it sounds delicious. You can find biscuit root growing in almost any native plant communities and even in dry, open, rocky areas. There are several species that are edible. Biscuit roots are short, leafy plants with yellow flowers arranged in an umbrella shape, and they have a large tap root. These roots can be eaten raw, or cooked, or dried and ground into a flour. Native Americans throughout the West also used biscuit root medicinally for a range of ailments. Utah also has several species of wild onions that can be harvested and eaten. Wild onions have grassy leaves that die down and leave a small round ball of purplish flowers on top of a skinny stem. You'll find them in dry, gravelly sites. Two other plants with edible roots, which you may have heard of before, are the sago lily and cattails. The sago lily is our state flower, and cattails are a very common sight in riparian areas. The bulb of sago lilies can be eaten, and the roots of cattails are so large, they come close to providing as much food as a potato. This might not sound supremely appetizing, but knowing how much food there can be in the wild may offer some comfort when you're miles from the city on your next outdoor adventure. For Wild About Utah, I'm Brittany Hunter.
Wild About Utah is brought to you in part by our listeners and the Moab Area Travel Council, who champions Utah's visitation to Grand County through tourism, events, and recreation in a manner that promotes and protects the beauty and scenery of our natural environment. Information available online at discovermoab.com.